she looked down to find 10 centimeters of mandible tip protruding from her abdomen, and the pain spread across her entire belly.
Rotter!
Mara reversed her grip on her lightsaber, and a flutter arose in the darkness at her side. Suddenly, the handle grew stinging cold. Then the blade started to sputter, flicker, and fade. Mara attacked anyway. The blade sank 2 centimeters and sizzled out. The larva began to shake its head back and forth, its mandibles tearing at her inside. Mara? Luke had activated his second lightsaber, the one he had taken from Alima earlier, and was advancing on Welk, battling the dark Jedi's blaster bolts back at him. Need the spare? Fine here. Mara returned her useless weapon to its clip. Just take care of Welk. Mara drew her blaster and put a bolt into the larva's head. The handle grew icy cold. Then a depletion alarm sounded. When she squeezed the trigger, she heard only the soft pop of a gas charge moving into the exciter chamber. Neat trick, Mara said to the darkness. It isn't going to save you. The air pulsed above Mara's left shoulder. She swung her helmet lamp toward the sound and, as always, saw nothing. Then, a prickle of danger sense raced up her spine, and she looked in the opposite direction. Gliding out of the darkness, just at the edge of her light, was a meter-high Gorog with thick chitin armor and overlong mandibles. Even had she not seen the splint fused to its broken leg, Mara would have known that this was the assassin she had fought on Ossus. Mara finally hesitated, confused, unsure, angry. The Nest would be reaching out to Ben now, using the Force to share all that was happening here, to make him feel every Gorog death. A puff of dank air brushed Mara's face. Her helmet grew biting cold, and the lamp dimmed to darkness. Then a soft foot sounded from the direction of the approaching assassin bug. A glob of caustic-smelling acid hit the front of her ragged vac suit, and her flesh erupted with a new kind of burning. Ben would have to get over it. Opening herself completely to the Force, using her resolve to draw it in, Mara lifted her hand toward the assassin bug and squeezed. It popped with a long, sharp crackle and the rotten smell of dissipating methane. A pair of blue bolts flashed up from Welk's direction and streaked into the smashed body. Mara had just enough time to push out with the Force and create a small bubble of protection before the assassin bug exploded. In the orange light, floating just beyond arm's reach, she glimpsed a pale oval with little to suggest a face. Only a few dark areas where there might have been a mouth and nose and eyes. Mara swung her hand toward it, but the blast light faded, and the apparition was gone.